Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more, or plan to join us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. Now, worship is about to begin. We are glad that you are with us.
Come on, honey, the service is about to start. Oh, it's time. Good morning, church. Welcome to worship of First United Methodist Church, Brighton and Whitmore Lake. I'm Suzanne Everett. I'm your worship host this morning. I invite you to leave a comment in the chat stream on Facebook Live or YouTube so that we know you're worshiping with us this morning. Our theme this morning is Love to Tell the Story. This series has been going on for a couple weeks. If you have missed any of it, I invite you to visit our website at brightonfumc.org to listen or watch. This morning's theme is blessing. We will be blessed by worship and music and words from our pastor. And I don't know about you, but I live with allergy sufferers, and we are offering blessing to each other all day long.
Good morning. I'm Susan Urban, and I invite you to join me in this Irish blessing prayer from the 6th century. Holy Spirit, allow me to rise today through a mighty strength, God's power to guide me, God's might to uphold me, God's eyes to watch over me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to give me speech, God's hand to guard me. Amen. The scripture for this morning is from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them."
Good morning. The grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you this morning. Again, it is a pleasure to be with you in worship. I wanted to share with you one of my favorite memories of serving here at First United Methodist Church. Now, if you've been listening to my messages and reading some of my devotions, you might begin to suspect that everything I remember is my favorite memory. But there are so many. But I want to tell you in general, one of my favorites is hands lifted in blessing. We are a blessing church. I am picturing those hands of children lifted in blessing when we have had baptisms. We have blessed mission teams with our hands raised in blessing. We have blessed graduates and confirmands as parents and siblings and sponsors gather around them, and we lay hands of blessing on them just as we do in baptism, saying that being born of the water and the Spirit, may they be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ. I have presided there in the sanctuary at marriages, blessing as well. In fact, blessing is the practice of a faithful people. And we experience blessing in our lives. We experience blessing in baptism and in the ritual of confirmation. In marriage, before husband and wife place rings on each other's fingers, we bless the rings. And at the end of the ceremony, I offer this blessing. "Send therefore your blessing on this couple, that they may surely keep their marriage covenant and so grow in love and godliness together that their home may be a haven of blessing and peace. From baptism to graduation and confirmation to marriage, blessings exist. And even in a traditional funeral service, there is blessing. We say at graveside, our hands on the coffin. We say this also in memorial services as we turn perhaps toward an urn of ashes, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. And in our lives, we experience all kinds of blessings. We have blessings before meals. We have prayers of blessings before we travel, where there are rituals for home blessings. And we in the church bless those who go into mission. And we have gathered many times over the years to bless people who have felt a call to ministry and are going into professional ministry. We bless items purchased for the church, for the glory of God, and we even bless buildings. I'm remembering this week all of the blessings that this church has been involved in. And I'll admit, I've been looking at Scripture and what it has to say about blessings. Now, you've heard already this morning the Scripture text from Numbers 6. I have to tell you that I knew the blessing in number 6 by heart even before I knew it came from the Bible. I joined the United Methodist Youth Fellowship in my little town of Lexington. I was an Episcopalian child, but the United Methodist Youth Group was the only youth group happening in town. And I joined, and at the end of every meeting, we would cross our arms, holding the hands of the people next to us. We'd gather in a circle, and we would look at each other and say, "May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Every Sunday. It wasn't until later when I started studying the Bible in earnest that I realized, oh my gosh, this blessing is in the Bible. I had the opportunity this week to study it even a little more deeply. Now, I am privileged, I will tell you, to have a Greek scholar in my home. It's just such a blessing that George studies ancient Greek and is able to help me with the words from the New Testament. But I have a double blessing by marrying George, because our daughter-in-law, Amanda, studies ancient Hebrew. So I got on the phone with Amanda this week, and we talked about this passage from Numbers. Now, I'll give you a little bit of a backstory. In the book of Numbers, chapters 1 through 10, take place at the foot of Mount Sinai. It's in the midst of the wilderness. And Moses is preparing the people to gather up all of their stuff and to start heading again toward the promised land. They were at the foot of Mount Sinai for almost a year. And so as they gathered all their stuff together, God called to Moses and told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons, which would have been the Levites, the priests of the tribes, that they were to offer blessing. The blessing would be one that would be used when they left on their journey into the wilderness and into the promised land, and it would be a blessing that would be given every day. And so this blessing became an actual part of the journey. So, as I talked with Amanda, I learned a little bit more about the words of what we've read today, because the translation isn't exactly what the original hearers, the Hebrew people, would have heard. Now, of course, in verse 23, it's clear that the Lord is telling Moses that Aaron and his sons will offer a blessing. It is a direction that those who follow God through Jesus Christ even are people who are to offer blessing. In verse 24, where we hear the Lord bless you and keep you, we're introduced to the idea that in this blessings, all the actions come from God. They testify to God, and that God has the ability to work in the physical and the spiritual world, in the community and with individuals, and that God's realm is creation and redemption and resurrection. In all things, God can bless and God can keep. Now we move down to verses 25 and 26. This is fascinating. I'm going to read it to you, and I want to tell you that in the Hebrew, these words are nearly identical. You may not hear that. Verse 25, the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Verse 26, the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. This blessing repeats twice a call for God to turn and face us. What an interesting thing for a blessing to do. It's as if we say in the blessing, God, we desire that you would turn and give your full attention to this person, this event, this family, this loved one, this thing, this building, this ministry. Give your full attention, put your light fully on this, and that will be the blessing. You know, in Hebrew poetry, there's this understanding of God's face meaning full attention, and God turning away means that God has forgotten. In a lament in Psalm 102, this is what the psalmist cries, "Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress." It's a call for God to be present, to fully turn toward them. And what do we expect when God turns fully toward those things that, and those people who are blessed? We expect God's kindness and compassion, graciousness. And in the Old Testament, when the Old Testament speaks of bringing the peace of God, it means a broad number of things, from prosperity to longevity, to happiness within a family and with friendship, to bringing safety and security, good health, and general well-being. And so here we have a blessing that says, may God turn God's full attention on you and bring you these divine and gracious gifts. And there's even more. Because in the end, God says this to Moses, why give this blessing? So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. This blessing will put God's identity on God's people. Now, we understand wearing an identity, putting it on. You may have a university that you identify with. And so you have a t-shirt or a sweatshirt or a cap that you wear that has that university. You may have a sports team, even a professional sports team that you want to identify with. And so you wear that name. Nowadays, when you wear that name, people who see it understand your longing that at some point that sports team will be playing again. But we identify. What happens when God's name is put on us is that we turn toward God. So imagine this, to offer the blessing, to ask that God may turn toward those who are blessed so that they might have the identity of God sealed on them, and they may turn toward God so that they are face to face. Oh, the power of a blessing. Imagine the people in your life that you would love to say, God, turn toward this loved one, and loved one, turn toward God. It is in blessing. Now, I cannot leave this subject with talking a little bit about the Greek, because of course, George was in on the whole conversation with Amanda as we talked about the ancient Hebrew. And so George taught me something about just one of the words that is translated into the English blessing from the Greek. Now, I'm not even going to try to say it, but I will say this. In the New Testament, there is a word used for blessing that's a compound word in the Greek. It has two parts. The first part means good. It's you, like eulogy or good speaking. The second part means words concerning. And so in the word blessing, first readers, if this particular word was being used for blessing, first readers would hear good words said concerning someone. That's a blessing. So I'll give you a couple examples. In Luke 1:42, Elizabeth sees Mary and says, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the child." And what Elizabeth is doing is saying good words concerning Mary and the child that she will bear. Good and hopeful words. Jesus did the same. Jesus in Mark 10:16 took children in his arms and he blessed them. He said good and hopeful words over them. In Mark 11, the people who had been following Jesus waved their palms as Jesus made a triumphant march into, well, riding on a donkey into Jerusalem. And they shouted out, "Blessed is the coming of David's kingdom." What they were saying was, "We give good words concerning David's kingdom and this man Jesus today." That is blessing as well. So how does this work? Blessing lifts good words for those whom we bless. Blessing is our call that God might turn in the direction of those who are blessed, and that God's name upon them, that identity, will draw them to turn toward God. Now I'm going to tell you about another dear and favorite memory. George and I were married in July of 2015. And in the middle of the service, after our marriage vows, our friends who were officiating at our marriage asked the congregation to offer blessing. It was a great wedding service. So many friends, so many family members, so many congregation members. I just loved hearing hundreds of United Methodists sing together. But this is the part I will remember, and I will cherish the pictures that we have. When a blessing was called for, hundreds of people, including some of you today who are worshiping, hundreds of people raised their hands in blessing and prayed over us. What happened in that blessing? You said good and hopeful words for our marriage. You asked God to turn toward our marriage and to be paying attention and to put God's full light on it. And in the naming of God, you called us to turn and face God in our wedded life. You have powerfully blessed us. And I would suggest that in my ministry with you, I have received again and again words of blessing, good and hopeful. And the desire that God might turn toward my service and ours together, and that we might turn toward God. One of the ways that we have through the years kept blessing alive week after week is through prayer quilts. Now, when we started worshiping on video and live online, the prayer quilts were set aside for a season. But it is really difficult to have the great gift of blessing of God before us and not to use it. So we're going to bring back the prayer quilts. Things are going to be a little bit different. So today, with your help, we're going to bless some quilts for people in need. And we're going to start doing that again by the great gift of the Prayers and Squares Quilt Ministry that has been working hard and has many quilts ready for those who need them. And we're going to pray together. And so I want to invite you into a time of blessing with me. And so I want to ask you now to help me to bless a prayer quilt. This is the one that Joe will receive. A prayer quilt that Jan will receive. And this is a prayer quilt for Ashley. And I know that while your hands are not on these quilts, mine will be. And George, you're here. George, could you come over and lay your hands on too? So we're going to lay our hands heavy on these quilts, the weight of all of your hands as well. And we pray. Bless, O Lord, these quilts, that they might bring the comfort of presence and peace to those who receive them. We give them trusting that these people will be encircled in prayer and embraced in the arms of Jesus, just as we are through faith. We ask again your blessing on them, that there might be healing and peace, and that you might be present. Amen. This is the blessing that we offer for those in need with these quilts, but we also have the opportunity to offer blessing all the time. Are there blessings that you have received? Can you name them? Because if you can, God has turned toward you. If you can name them, you are turning toward God and you are face to face. And are there people in your life who could use some good words? Some words that would lift them toward God and God turning toward them. Because that's what blessing's all about. And we are a blessing people. We're going to hear the song next called Come Ye Sinners Poor and Needy. I love the tune and I love this folk hymn. But I wanted to bring a couple of lines to your attention especially. We will sing, I will arise and go to Jesus, and he will embrace me in his arms. God, through Jesus Christ, turns, we turn face to face. That's the blessing. Amen.
Hi, it's Arla and Garrett, and today we have a song for you right out of the Red Hymnal. It's called Come Ye Sinners, and it is set to the tune of an Appalachian folk song.
At the time of the offertory, I just want to say a few words about being blessed by giving and my own personal experience. In recent times, our church was faced with a challenge because a call for help came to me from a woman I barely knew. She was a nurse, and she desperately needed face masks for her departments at her hospital. And I answered her call and felt moved, honestly, by the Lord to do this. And to my amazement, I put out a call to a lot of other ladies from our church, and suddenly an army of seamstresses appeared to help us to sew these face masks. All this time, these people are also trying to sew some for their families and friends. And so I believe my blessing in this effort was threefold. First of all, immediately my blessing was, I thought, gee, how lucky I am to have so many friends who will come to my aid to help other people. And secondly, I was completely overwhelmed by the nurses and contacts from these facilities that were so grateful to us for doing what I felt like was a necessary thing to do and a very easy way to say yes to something. And the third thing that was a blessing for me during all this was that I felt quite a bit of comfort in knowing that I was doing something to help other people throughout all this. There's really nothing different in my story than there is for everything that goes on around First Church. I think everybody goes through this process of feeling good about things and what they do, but we just don't take the time to think it through and realize. Think of all our mission work, all the people out there working right now in food banks and things that we normally do, prayer ministries to help people. So in all of our giving, it doesn't hurt at all to take time to realize it's a blessing in and of and by itself. And after all, it's what we do.
I invite you into an attitude of prayer. If it helps you to connect with God now, I invite you to adjust your posture. You may want to empty your hands. If you're holding your device, it's okay to set it down and just listen. You may want to close your eyes. Whatever will bring you into the moment, and invite God near. Let's pray. Merciful and loving God, whose blessings we are reminded of every day, we thank you for being ever present with us. Thank you for inspiring this worship service and touching the lives of all who will see or hear it. We are sad that we are not physically together in our church building, but we are grateful that nothing can separate us from your love and that we can be your church wherever we are and do your work. Blessed be the ties that bind us together. Jesus, you offered blessings to people everywhere you went. I humbly ask these blessings for a hurting world. Blessed be the discouraged and displaced. May your love lift them up and bring them closer to your kingdom. Blessed be those who mourn the loss of loved ones, whether from COVID-19 or other causes. Blessed be those who mourn being separated from their families and miss their hugs. May your love comfort them. Blessed be those who step outside their comfort zone to serve you. Those who never dreamed their jobs would be on the front lines of a health crisis and yet are now considered essential. Blessed be the volunteers as well who are feeding the hungry, making masks, bringing joy through their service. May your love sustain them. Blessed be those who seek justice for the poor, the sick, and the unemployed. May your love encourage them. Blessed be the healthcare workers who care for the sick, comfort the dying, and risk their own health and time with their families. May your love shower mercy on them. Blessed be those who seek cures, vaccines, and treatments, not for their own personal gain, but for the good of all people. May your love inspire them. Blessed be the parents, children, and teachers who struggle to learn, teach, and provide lessons in settings they weren't prepared for. May your love lift them up. Blessed be those who keep your word in their hearts and share it. Blessed be those who minister to your children. May your love make them whole and pure. Blessed be those who are mocked or shamed for upholding your word, Lord, seeking your righteousness. May your love connect them to your promises. Blessed be each one hearing this prayer. May your love fulfill them, and may their love glorify you, Lord. Jesus, you taught us how to offer blessings, and now unite our voices and prayers by repeating the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now I invite you to join me in a traditional blessing as our benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You are invited to take part in this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of our community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn more or plan to visit us in person at one of our two locations once it is safe to do so. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.